Okay, this one is actually fun. It's trying to make the model think and draw at the same time instead of doing the usual fake teamwork thing.
Yeah, and that fake teamwork thing is the real target here.
The paper's complaint is that a lot of multimodal systems either write the reasoning first and then render the image, or they update text and image in parallel, but only off the previous shared state, not each other's freshest decision inside the same denoising step. Prayana clay kash kar far seconds ka sakantirio takantirio.
Right, so the stuck problem is not just multimodal generation. It's that text says one thing, image drifts somewhere else, and nobody gets to call timeout and fix it. That's been especially awkward for editing workflows where the whole point is grounded alignment. Brandon Coleman, Coleman, Common.
Exactly.
Also, tiny catch-up beat. My week has been weirdly improved by papers that at least try to name the actual failure mode. Even when the name is a little academic soup.
Ha. Okay. Self-correcting coupled Markov jump processes is absolutely somebody losing a fight with a whiteboard marker.
No, come on, Lintel. That's a premium exploring next title. Episode 703, and we're still rewarding crimes against naming.
The key innovation is pretty clean, though. They take mass diffusion in its continuous time Markov jump view, then couple the two modalities so one side's transition rates depend on the other side's confidence, weighted by cross-modal attention from the same forward pass. And then they add remasking, so if later evidence says a committed token was wrong, it can go back to mass and be redrawn. Prasianicle CC.
That's the part I like. It's not just let both branches talk, it's let them negotiate and let them revoke a bad earlier decision. Because in product land, the annoying failures are always those irreversible little mistakes that poison the rest of the job.
Right. Their sampler is called CO2 Jump. Important detail, it's training free at sampling time, runs on a frozen mass diffusion model, needs no architecture change, no auxiliary evaluator, and uses a single forward pass per step. That's a much more shippable claim than we trained a whole new monster. The link in the show notes.
So, plain English version. The tech side can start committing a plan like where a new object should go. The image side sees that confidence signal inside the same trajectory and starts filling it in. Their example is basically text laying down a bounding box for a person, then the image branch puts the hiker there by the end, without a second grounding pass. Partner, I like the link in the show notes.
Yes, and the mechanism underneath that is more specific than the headline. They use self-confidence from each modality. Cross-modal negotiation through attention, an entropy-based gate that changes who gets trusted more over time, and a shared percentile rank space so the text and image confidence scores are comparable at all. That last part matters more than the flashy name suggests, because the objection says removing shared percentile rank causes the biggest fidelity drop of EOA.
Oh, interesting. That is such a systems paper detail. The glamorous idea is coupling. The thing quietly holding the shelf up is, did you normalize the scores so one side doesn't bully the other for dumb numeric reasons?
Fern, yes. And the other big ablation result is that removing self-correction hurts understanding the most. Which makes sense. If the whole claim is we can catch contradictions late, then taking away remasking should hurt exactly there. Point das.
My jesty red is, who builds with this? Probably people doing image editing, grounded generation, maybe UI flows where text planning and image output need to stay locked together. I can imagine creative tools liking this more than pure text to image, because editing is where put the thing there really matters.
Sure. I buy that more than I buy maze and nonogram as product proof. To be fair, those tasks are useful because they're jointly verifiable and they stress whether text and image are solving the same puzzle. The paper reports CO2 jump winning across all six columns on maze and nonogram and holding up better at a distribution on larger grid sizes. That's good methodology for the coupling claim. It's just not the same as messy natural scenes. Pre-ana clay kosh.
Yeah, no, you're completely right. Those are clean lab tests for are the two branches actually coordinating? Not evidence that every creative app should swap its stack on Monday.
Wait, I do think the image editing result is the one to watch because they explicitly compare against existing mass diffusion samplers and against a strong sequential grounder setup. if couple generation beats a pretty reasonable understand, then generate baseline, that's more interesting than a benchmark trophy by itself.
Practicision COS.
And the monotonic with more steps result is nice too. If performance keeps improving as denoising steps increase, that at least supports the story that the cross-modal coupling compounds over the trajectory instead of being a one-step gimmick. For direct I-loop, bin the show notes.
Mm-hmm. Complexing at tenting the same tyranny.
My only real pushback is kind of boring. This feels research real and maybe pre-product, not fake. But the production question is whether a frozen MDM plus this sampler beats whatever ugly stack the team already has for grounded editing, latency, and reliability included. I don't know yet.
Same. I don't have a philosophical objection here.
If anything, I like that it's mechanism forward and not pretending the model became magically multimodal wise.
They're changing the sampler, exposing cross-attention signals already in the model, and adding a repair loop. That's legible. Pranaclakes, bandage, chow, pareem.
Also, very funny that the paper is basically saying, what if your multimodal pipeline could admit it was wrong once in a while? Huge breakthrough. For our field, honestly, that's character growth.
Oh, stop it. That's mean. True, but mean.
Build Next is thin but real. They say they'll release JEdit 1 million, JMaze 200,000, and JNano 200,000, and the project page has a code link marked coming soon. So there is at least a concrete paper trail if somebody wants to reproduce it instead of just admiring the acronym. Prominent, the link in the show notes.
Yeah, that's enough for me to keep an eye on it, not enough for me to declare it the stack, which for me is basically a love letter.
Great. Let's leave it there before you invent a harsher compliment. I'll go watch for the code. You go apologize to the whiteboard acronym.